good to have you back.
Always a pleasure. My next guest is unveiling a new proposal to hold big tech accountable. That's been going on for quite some time as they've been moving in that direction, saying, listen, they can't just be out of control all the time. Congressman Tim Walberg here with me. Congressman, good to have you.
Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. By the way, were you going to deliver this legislation with a mask or without it? I just want to make sure you're not getting arrested today by Nancy's henchmen there at the Capitol.
Oh, it's something else. That's what happens when you live in a socialist mindset. You become big brother, big sister, and you can't trust people to do the best that they should for themselves, and then they lie to you and expect you to just accept it. No, I don't wear a mask except grudgingly on the floor of the House because I'm a conservative. I don't want to spend $1,000 or $500 first pop and $1,000 second pop for not having a mask on. But I've been vaccinated. I've had COVID. I wash my hands. I live in freedom, and that's what I think we ought to expect. I asked our attending physician the other day when we had him down there to chew on him a little bit for going with the CDC without even knowing what the CDC was basing their decisions on, which was faulty information, later disproved, and peer review rejected it. But nonetheless, I said, when does COVID end? And he was honest. He said, well, if it's like the influenza and SARS and et cetera, it's going to be an awful long time, and probably we'll always have to deal with some part of it. Well, if that's the case, then we better start getting used to the fact of that being there, doing the best we can, conforming where we need to conform and adapting where we need to adapt. But we cannot live locked down anymore and expect this country to do what it has done for the world, let alone for ourselves.
What do you think about the federal government implementing mandates and requirements, forcing federal workers to get vaccinated whether they want it or not? And if you don't do it, other threats to follow. What do you make of all that that came out?
Which George Orwellian, it's the nanny state. It's a perfect example of why we did not establish a government that was based upon the government. It was based upon the people. And you give the government gives the people the best advice. I accept that. They give them the best research, the best directions possible, and then say, it's up to you. When have we ever been forced on CDC guidelines to change our lifestyle if we didn't want to? We've had CDC guidelines on everything from smoking to cancer and HIV, but we've never been forced to abide by CDC guidelines until now. And we were told by this president, his first 100 days, that stick with me, wear these masks, in 100 days we'll be finished with all of this. Well, no, we aren't. And I think America's people need to stand on our hind legs and say this far, no farther. We are not moving anywhere beyond this. We will do the best for ourselves. We'll take care of kids. If you don't feel good being around me, who's been vaccinated, who has had COVID, has the antibodies, put your mask on or stay away from me. If I'm concerned about you, I'll do the same thing. But nonetheless, it's time to step up and say, we as American citizens, free-born citizens, will make our decisions. And we will not accept the hypocrisy of a government that's trying to control us. And down on the border, you can come in. You don't have to be vaccinated. You can reject it. And you can move across the United States even with COVID in your body. But here...
Yeah, that's the remarkable thing. You know, the people can come across the southern border. We know now that they are infected with COVID in big numbers. They're being transported by planes, trains, and automobiles all over this country. No concern whatsoever. And yet Americans have to have masks and vaccines and papers and proof. But the illegals that can come in and get, you know, sent all over.
Well, think about the Cubans trying to flee dictatorial communist government. And they are told, we will turn you back. We will deport you if you step on our shore.
Right.
Wait a second. These are freedom-fighting people coming similarly from
that's right.
As to South America. But we won't let them come in. Why? Because they will vote Republican. That's why. And that's a concern that we have. So it's a crazy time. I hope we wake up. I think we can turn it back. I think the American public will react in 2022, and they'll say no to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others. We will have some type of sanity attempted to be restored. But this cannot go on with a president who has acquiesced totally to the left and leftists, not simply left, the leftists in this country, and is not doing what he said he would do.
Congressman Tim Walberg here with us. And let me just say that I've been looking at a brand-new Monmouth poll today, a brand-new Rasmussen poll here in the last day or two. Both show quite clearly Joe Biden's approval numbers have dropped 20 points in the last few weeks. This is not an anomaly. Monmouth and Rasmussen are very different kind of polling companies. But defund the police, the inflation numbers, the border fiasco, the COVID, the pandemic, critical race theory, what you just mentioned about Cuba, the federalizing of elections, none of these ideas popular. None of these ideas passing muster with the American people. And Joe Biden paying a political price, as are the Democrats. And I firmly believe, sir, that the Republicans will take complete command of the House and the Senate during next year's elections. Your thoughts?
Well, I believe so, too. I you know, the pendulum swings. And I think the American public, for various reasons, has swung in past years. But I think they've all of a sudden awakened, and CRT, critical race theory, no matter what the teachers' unions say, it's being taught in our schools, it's being taught in our universities, it's being disseminated. We're breaking down everything that makes America America. We're breaking down our families, we're breaking down our morals, we're giving advance to people who say, I will be who I am, regardless of what science or what reality says. It's all about me. And when you break down all these, well, I remember reading the Communist Manifesto back when I was in college, and everything that they said would break down America is being done right now, and we have to push back on that. I'm not a guy that says I see a communist around every corner, but I see communists, and I see leaders in our education community. I see leaders in government that are very willing to promote those philosophies at the expense of America and its ideals and its freedom. And when I talk with leaders around the world, as I've talked with this week in my office or a couple weeks ago in an African country, they are concerned about America. They want America to be strong. And the reason they want America to be strong, because America is a focal point for the world and gives them cover to do things that they need to do to promote similar values in their countries. Without America standing strong, it's China, it's Russia.
That's
press
right.
Conference yesterday about Russia, who still incarcerates two of our citizens without cause. They have no humanity. It's pure power that they have. And if we don't step up and realize America is special because of how special we were made with a constitution, we're going to lose it all for the world as well.
Congressman Tim Walberg, good conversation, good comments, good commentary, sir. Always a pleasure.
Fight back. We are Americans. It's a great place.
Amen. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show. Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We talked earlier this year about the year that Akil Badu is having, one of the greatest for a rookie in Tigers franchise history. Now let's talk about the fact that with the emergence of catcher Eric Haas, the Tigers have three legitimate candidates for American League Rookie of the Year: Haas, Badu, and Casey Mize. Haas is on a serious power roll right now. 9 home runs in his last 76 at-bats while taking over the mostly everyday catching duties. A.J. Hinch admits he and his staff probably overlooked Haas during spring training. Looked at him as a 25th, 26th man on the roster. Well, Haas now has 17 home runs in just 197 at-bats. He leads all American League rookies with an 854 OPS, and Badu is right behind him. Casey Mize leads all rookies with a 2.8 WAR. He is easily the best rookie pitcher in the American League. Three legitimate candidates for Rookie of the Year. One you saw coming, the other two kind of out of the